Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Minister Begicele releasing the latest quarterly crime stats to the Portfolio Committee in Parliament yesterday. More than 6,200 people killed between the months of January and March, averaging about 70 people a day. And we have more than 10,500 rape cases which are open during this time. Joining me via Zoom is Dr. Simon Hull. He's a research fellow at the Centre for Criminology at the University of Cape Town. While the numbers read better than the previous quarter, Simon, they are still excessively high, aren't they? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, they do read slightly better, I suppose. But, you know, I mean, take it as the context of what they represent. I mean, they are still clearly really bad. I mean, to the point that, you know, I mean, I wouldn't expect to see these things, these type of numbers, unless you're in a war. So, you know, I mean, yeah, they are slightly better, but within the context, they are horrendous, frankly. I mean, you know, I mean, they, as you mentioned, they constitute up to 70 further incidences per day over the course of over a 3-month period, which is just ridiculous.
Do we have an understanding of why we are killing each other at such a rate?
There's a lot going on, frankly. You know, there are clearly deep societal issues here that need addressing. There's one thing to say. I mean, no, there is obviously clearly also a policing issue, but the policing issue is one part of that story. And that story, I sense, is far bigger, and that the story is ultimately about a complete disregard for the rule of law and serious issues with our society as a whole. I mean, obviously those issues have a history and have a context in which there's a lot of marginalization and political disenfranchisement and you know, economic isolation. But equally, there's also a clear story to tell about how society ultimately is at war with itself.
And that's the challenge, right? And yes, there are many faults with our SAPS. We can have an hour-long conversation about that. But if Simon in Africa are sitting at an establishment, we're having a beer, and then we have a disagreement, and I decide to take a knife and kill you, there's no way that a police officer can stop that.
Well, exactly. And I mean, the police are ultimately a reactive force. They don't deal with the underlying causes for crime. I mean, if you look at the selective causal factors that they released, I mean, the primary causal factors for murder and assault and attempted murder are arguments, misunderstandings, road rage, and provocation. And those are nothing to do with the police. They've got everything to do with people taking essentially or feeling the right, they have the right to take other people's lives or to engage in violence that is completely unnecessary, I would say, half the time, well, at least 99% of the time. And you know, I mean, the question is, why do we resort to violence as a community and as a society to deal with our issues? And I think that is ultimately what needs to be dealt with in trying to lower these rates. I mean, they're on another level, and there's no easy explanation here or comfortable explanation. It's one thing to blame the police, which is obviously something that is quite easy to do because the police are often blamed for things. But it's another to have a really frank conversation with ourselves, and that includes everyone in society, to discuss why we are doing this to ourselves.
I suppose a bigger societal challenge, I mean, one can talk about the economy and how it's structured and how it's not creating enough opportunities for people to be employed, therefore empowered, and all of that and all of that. The other end of the spectrum is that if I do murder somebody, the likelihood of me getting away with it, in inverted commas, is certainly high. There is no assurance that, one, I'll be arrested. Once I'm arrested, I'll be prosecuted successfully. And once that has happened, I'll be found guilty and I'll be sentenced in appropriate time in jail.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, there are serious issues, not only with the police, but with the criminal justice system as a whole. And, you know, I mean, there's obviously not much fear of the criminal justice system, which is, I suppose, you know, a good thing in the sense that one shouldn't fear the criminal justice system. But there's a clear issue here in the efficacy of the criminal justice system to actually find convictions and to put the people that need to go to jail into jail. Of course, there was also concern around, you know, I mean, how does one rehabilitate both individuals and society so as that these things aren't supposed to occur in the first place? We go through these stats every quarter, and it's getting to a point now where the solutions are becoming increasingly unclear. You know, it's becoming more and more of an endemic problem. And there are no longer any easy solutions to any of these problems. I mean, there's an easy solution to blame the police, sure, but to actually deal with these issues, is going to require some significant changes to society as a whole.
One of the things I was hoping for once they introduced the quarterly reports is that we'll have then an agile SAPS that responds to slightly more real-time and audited figures that then says, okay, let's deploy more resources in that way, in that direction. But that seems to have very little effect at the moment. Simon, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Dr. Simon Hall is a research fellow at the Center for Criminology at the University of Cape Town, reflecting, of course, on those crime stats, the quarter four crime stats released by the Minister, Peggy Cele, as well as the Police Commissioner to the Portfolio Committee in Parliament yesterday.